这一节啊，要来查考我们在这里真好。
This session we'll study the topic. It's good for us to be here.
啊，我们来看啊，路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
啊，路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
再看第九章的33节。
Verse 33. Then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he said.
这一句话是彼得讲的。
This was a statement made by Peter.
我们在这里真好。
It is good for us to be here.
那在哪里讲呢？
Where did he say this?
在28节最后说，主耶稣跟三个门徒上山去祷告。
In verse 28 records that Lord Jesus took with him three disciples up to the mountain to pray.
是在山上讲的。
And was spoken on the mountaintop.
那在第九章里面，那主耶稣我们可以看到他行两个神迹。
In Luke chapter 9, we see that Lord Jesus performed two miracles.
第一个就是从第十节到十七节。
The first is recorded in chapter 10 to 17.
就是变饼给五千个人吃。
Which is the feeding of the 5,000.
那第二个神迹就是28节到36节。
The second miracle was recorded in verse 28 to 36.
就是变貌。给三个门徒看。
That Lord Jesus transfigured before the three disciples.
有时候我们常常告诉别人信耶稣很好。
We often tell other people how wonderful it is to believe in Christ.
因为主耶稣会让瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，使人复活。
Because Lord Jesus is able to give sight to the blind and enable the crippled to walk and resurrect the dead.
这些神迹其实都证明神的能力很大。
All of these miracles testify to the great power of God.
你如果信，就要看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
但是很多人觉得这个神迹我不需要。
But many people feel that these miracles have nothing to do with them.
我也没有病。
I'm not sick.
我身上也没有鬼。
I don't have demons.
我也没有家里也没有死人。
I don't have any dead people in my home.
所以有一天呢，等我有这个需要，我才来找主耶稣。
One day, if the need arises in my family, then I will seek after Christ.
所以很可能他到死都不会来找主耶稣。
So it's very possible, even at his deathbed, he would not come to Jesus.
因为他在物质上都生活得很舒服。
Because he's enjoy a comfortable life.
但是到了28节。
But in verse 28,
主耶稣变貌给门徒看。
Lord Jesus transfigured before the disciples.
这就是我们信耶稣一个非常重要的体验。
This is a very vital experience to those of us who believe in Christ.
就是体验到神主耶稣看到他的荣耀那一种满足。
Because we experience the satisfaction of seeing Lord Jesus' glory and being transfigured.
那是心灵上的一种满足。
So this is a type of inner satisfaction.
因为这是在山上主耶稣变貌。
For Lord Jesus Christ transfigured on the mountain.
山上什么都没有。
On the mountaintop, there is nothing to see.
所以如果到山上去观光短暂的大概可以。
And it might be good if you go there just temporarily to as a tourist.
但是如果说住在山上永远，可能很多人不会这样选择。
And most of us would not choose to live on the mountain forever.
虽然我们现在最贵的房子都在山上。
Even though now the most expensive mansions are located on the mountain.
但是那是住在那里，白天都下到山下做工，跟大家有这种社会上的交往。
That is a dwelling. During the daytime, they still come down and still have their jobs in the plains.
但是主耶稣那个世代山上什么都没有。
But in the time of Lord Jesus, there's nothing on the mountain.
但是彼得竟然说我们在这里真好。
Yet Peter said it is good for us to be here.
而且他打算搭三座棚。
And he also decided to build three booths.
来永远住下来。
in order to live there forever.
哦，这个告诉我们，啊，信仰的好，已经不只是在物质的层面。
This tells us that the goodness of belief in Christ is not just limited to a physical sense.
啊，如果用物质的层面来了解，这个饼也可以用钱去买啊。
If we understand it to be from a physical sense, then we can spend money to buy bread.
哦，所以这个看起来也不是很是好，但是不是无价的。
So even though bread is good, but it's not priceless.
哦，但是主耶稣变貌这个体验，这个人世间就找不到。
But the experience of Lord Jesus' transfiguration is something that we cannot find in this world.
我们先来看回来看第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9.
29节。
Verse 29. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening.
这里说正祷告的时候耶稣的面貌就改变了。
While he prayed, Lord Jesus' appearance was altered.
然后他的衣服洁白放光。
And his robe became white and dazzling white.
圣经里面记载说他们曾经用外貌来看耶稣。
The Bible records that people judged Jesus Christ through his appearance.
就看错了。
But they misjudged him.
我们来看哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
哥林多后书第五章十六节
Chapter 5 verse 16 Therefore from now on we regard no one according to the flesh even though we have known Christ according to the flesh yet now we know him thus no longer
这里说英文翻作说凭外貌
It says here that
英文中文外貌英文叫flesh
We regard a person according to the flesh or based on the appearance
就是外在的条件来认耶稣
Which is we recognize Christ based on the outer conditions
我们有的主耶稣都没有
What we have, Lord Jesus did not enjoy
我们大家都很熟悉主耶稣没有家型美容
We all understand that Lord Jesus Christ did not enjoy an attractive appearance
所以三十四岁看起来像五十岁的人。
So even though he was only 34 years old, people mistook him to be over 50.
在以赛亚书里面说，好像根出于干地。
Book of Isaiah tells us that he was like a root, a shoot out of the ground.
跟那个营养吃得很好，白白胖胖，看起来很可爱的不一样。
And compared to someone who was well nourished and very fat and plump is different.
他生活很简单，工作量过度，所以
He lived a very austere life and he had nothing to enjoy, therefore his appearance is not attractive at all.
他也拿不出什么文凭出来。
Nor did he have any kind of diplomas.
所以他没有受过正规夫子的教育。
And he did not go through formal training as a rabbi.
他没有钱。
He had no money to speak of.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟我有巢，我没有放枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Lord Jesus Christ did not have a place to lay his head.
所以他什么都没有。
And he had nothing to call his own.
那当时的人在看耶稣。
The people at the time judged Christ this way.
就是用外貌来判断。
They judged him according to the outer appearance.
过来他在拿撒勒长大。
He grew up in Nazareth.
所以拿但业就口快心直，拿撒勒能出什么好东西
？Nathaniel was very quick with his words and said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
如果耶稣是先知，应该是从耶路撒冷这样一个很出名的城市出来才对。
If Jesus is a prophet, then he should come from a famous city like Jerusalem.
那主耶稣的家世
，and Lord Jesus' family background.
他很会讲道。
He was very good with sermon delivery.
那听的人就一直想，这个人是谁
？And people.Puzzle, who is this person?
他爸爸是我们街头那个木匠啊。
His father is that carpenter down the street.
那再也听不下去了。
And so they could not accept his message.
因为跟他的身份不配。
Because it was incompatible with his social status.
社会的名流怎么可以去听一个木匠的儿子又没有受过什么教育在讲道？
How can social elite listen to a carpenter's son who did not go through formal training?
所以这里说他们凭过外貌认耶稣。
Therefore, the Bible states that they regarded Christ according to the flesh.
那结果怎样？
What happened?
把主耶稣丢弃了。
They discarded and rejected Christ.
所以圣经说，匠人所弃的石头。
The Bible states the stone that was rejected.
却成为房角的头块石头。
Now has become the headstone, the cornerstone.
犹太人啊，应该是做老师才对。
The Jewish people should be the Pharisees should be the teachers.
所以他们把主耶稣丢弃了。
So they discarded Christ.
但是主耶稣却成为神国的头块石头，最重要的一个根基。
Yeah, Lord Jesus Christ became the headstone, the most important foundation of God's kingdom.
所以在当时社会要认识主耶稣，这需要神的感动。
And for the people at the time to recognize Jesus as Christ required God's movement.
让他能够看到肉眼看不到灵里面深处的耶稣。
So they are able to perceive the Christ that they cannot detect from the physical sense.
那我们就看到那一点，我们就被他深深的吸引。
And when people can perceive that merit, then they will be deeply attracted.
所以今天我们为什么会来跟从主耶稣？
Today, why do we follow Jesus Christ?
就是因为他在遍帽山上表现他不只是一个木匠的儿子。
It is because on the Mount of Transfiguration, he revealed himself to be not just a son of a carpenter.
他并不只是我们外表能够描写的。
He was not just someone who we can describe physical sense.
主耶稣是神成为人在地上的显现。
For Lord Jesus is God appearing in flesh on earth.
极其尊贵的神成为人在地上显现。
He is a very most honorable God who came to this world incarnate.
因此在这个二十九节里面正祷告的时候面貌改变了。
In verse 29, it describes that while they were praying, his figure transfigured.
这是一种属灵的改变。
This is a spiritual transfiguration.
那衣服洁白放光。
And his clothes became dazzling white.
这个是他的圣洁，也是他的荣耀。
This is his purity and his holiness and glory.
那这一种的经验是在灵里面的经验。
This is a spiritual experience.
所以是超过物质界的任何一种经验。
This is far beyond any kind of physical experience.
谁能够讲得出来人生最高的经验是什么？
Who can tell you what is the height of a human experience?
有时候住五星饭店，有时候我住六星。
Some say I stay at a five-star hotel. Some say a six-star hotel.
那应该是够好的吧？
That should be pretty good already.
但是住久，你会发现那算不了什么。
But after you stay there for a while, it becomes nothing.
所以人世间找不到一个经验让你觉得说这是最好的，再上去没有了。
In this world, there is not one human experience where you can find this is the best experience there ever is, and there's none other.
你天天吃最好的东西。
If you were to eat the most sumptuous meals every day,
吃久也会腻。
After a while, you get sick of it.
1979年。
1979.
他们到非洲去开拓。
People went to Africa as missionaries.
那个时候他们带沙丁鱼罐头去。
In those days, they brought cans of sardine.
那个时候在非洲吃沙丁鱼就是很享受了。
In those days, it was a luxury to eat canned sardine in Africa.
过了几餐之后，
after a few meals,
每一餐要吃沙丁鱼就哇，又是沙丁鱼。
Every time they were going to eat the meal, it's sardine again.
吃了一个月的沙丁鱼，看到的不吃就不行，但是看的真的不想吃。
After a month of canned sardine, they were so sick of it, but they cannot help. They have to eat the food.
所以你我们看现在的人已经达到极点之后，现在回去吃番薯。
And we see the people nowadays, they have advanced so much, but now they're returning to eat potato, to eat yams.
菜干。
Where they eat the stem of vegetables.
忽然就发现以前农人在吃的，现在变成很好吃。
So suddenly they discover what farmers used to eat now are very delicious.
所以人世间这种感官的经验到一定程度你就麻痹了。
So the human experience up to a certain level will become routine.
所以我们还没有达到的时候，一直想那到那里一定很好。
Before we attain that level, we think that it's going to be wonderful.
有一个姐妹她得到一个 PhD.
There's a sister who obtained a PhD.
后来她去上班。
Later, she went to work.
上班一段时间，她说：“哦，原来是这样，也没有什么。”
After a period of work, she said, "This is no big deal."
在得到的时候，感觉到我已经达到我人生的一个很高的理想。
When she first received her diploma, she thought that she had hit a milestone, the highlight of her life.
一起上班上久了，也是一样啊。
After she worked for a while, it was just like anybody else.
所以有什么东西能够在人世间让你常常觉得很满足？
So is there one single human experience where you can get really satisfied all the time?
如果要寻找这个，
if you were to seek for this kind of ultimate experience,
只有一条路可以走。
There's only one way you can go.
就是来找主耶稣。
You have to go to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣变貌给门徒看。
Lord Jesus transfigured before his disciples.
就是那个天上的荣耀啊，在山上把它显现出来。
Which is the heavenly glory is revealed on the mountain.
那这个经验是超越人间的。
This experience is far beyond all, any human experience.
所以我们信仰的可贵在哪里？
What is the most precious part of our belief?
信仰的可贵就是在内心里面有一个世界上所没有办法比较的那一种满足。
The most valuable part of our belief is that we find satisfaction in something that the world cannot satisfy.
那一旦有了那一种满足，
Once we attain this kind of satisfaction,
你发现每一个环境活着，我们都可以活得很好。
And we will discover, regardless of the situation, we can live very fine.
所以彼得在这里说，我们在这里真好。
This is why Peter said, on the mountaintop that it's good for us to be here.
因此，人世间我们常常有一个理想，什么环境最好？
In this world, we often have this ideal place where we can live to be the best.
但是有一天我们找到信仰。
But one day when we find this belief,
我们就可以体会到在每个地方都很好，只要天天有感受到主耶稣的同在。
And we can experience that no matter where we are, each day is wonderful, so long as Lord Jesus Christ abides with us.
我们曾经在肯亚拍一张照片。
Once we took a photo in Kenya.
是他们的宗教教育在上课。
It was the picture of their RE, religious education, having class.
在哪里上课？
Where were they holding the class?
在树下上课。
They were holding the class under a tree.
也没有椅子，坐在草地上。
There was no chairs. They just sat on the grass.
也没有屋顶，上面就是树。
There is no roof, and above them was a tree.
那也没有窗户。
There is no window.
也没有门。
No door.
就是在树下这样上课。
They're just holding a class under the tree.
哇，那每个小孩子笑得很快乐。
And every child had a broad smile on their face.
我再回来再看看我们这里的这个，好像没有这么快乐。
And when I compare to the children in the U.S., I don't find the same level of satisfaction.
虽然生活很单纯，
even though they live a very simple life,
是，小孩子很快乐。
And yet the children are so joyful.
那这种的喜乐就是因为有神的同在才能够体验到。
This kind of joy came about because of God's abidance.
所以信仰如果能够达到那个很高对神的那一种满足体验。
If our faith can attain that very supreme height where we attain God,
我就发现世界跟主耶稣一样，世界在我里面毫无所有。
Then we will be just like Lord Jesus' mindset that this world has no part in my heart.
你说电视很好看吗？
And even though TV, if you think that TV shows are very attractive,
当我们感受到神的同在，这个没有办法跟电视相比啊。
When we experience the abidance of Christ.Then the TV movies will mean nothing to us.
这种的体验呢，是我们在信仰上能够不断的想要亲近神的一个力量。
So this kind of experience is a motivating force for us to elevate our faith as we pursue God.
保罗曾经到过第三层天。
Paul once reached into the third heavens.
他说世界如粪土。
And he said this world is like a trash to him.
不是世界没有价值。
It isn't that this world has no value.
因为跟第三层天的经验相比，
Because compared to the experience of the third heaven,
世界最好的都跟粪土一样。
The best part that this world has to offer is like rubbish.
那到底天国有多好？
How wonderful is heaven exactly?
一个简单的描写就是世界最好的跟粪土一样。
A very simple description is that the best this world has to offer is like rubbish.
那在这个遍茂山的体验，就是天国那一种滋味，短暂的在山上显现。
So on the transfiguration on the mountaintop is just like heaven temporarily appear on earth.
那我们现在怎么来看到耶稣在变貌呢？
Today, how do we visualize Lord Jesus' transfiguration?
大概有两种方式。
There are two methods.
一个就是看异象。
One is by seeing visions.
所以有一个姐妹她很久没有来教会。
There was a sister who hasn't come to the church in the longest time.
那后来她有忧郁症。
And later she suffered from depression. Another sister sought her out and brought her back. And God truly loves her. And when during the service, she would often see visions of angels flying in the chapel. And she could sense that God truly abides with us. This is one way. And the other method,
我们来看, 提摩太后书,
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书,
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第三章,
Chapter 3.
27节,
17, verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书, 3章17节. 哦,对不起, 哥林多后书, 对不起, 我想说,
2 Corinthians. Chapter 3, verse 17. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so the children of Israel. Oh, sorry. Now the Lord is a spirit, and there the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. In the Old Testament, Moses once ascended a mountain.
非常荣耀,
of course, the place where God descended is very glorious. God spoke to him.
神的话就是灵,
the word that God spoke is spirit and is life. And it entered into Moses.
那40天以后, 摩西下山脸发光,
40 days later, Moses descended from the mountain and his face reflected God's glory. It means that he was filled by God's spirit. Now, when the Israelites saw this, they were awed.
那这里说摩西的脸, 用帕子遮住,
it says here that Moses veiled his face.
这是一个预表,
this is a prefiguration.
就表示在旧约时代要认识神有一个障碍,
this symbolizes that in the Old Testament, in order to recognize God, there's a veil between.
因为在旧约时代, 罪还没有赦免那个赦罪的恩典,
because in the Old Testament, the grace of remission of sin has not occurred yet.
即使圣灵降下来也是短暂的就离开了,
even if the Holy Spirit descended, it's only temporary and it departed right afterward.
那到新约时代,
in the New Testament,
17节,
verse 17,
主的灵, 在哪里, 那里就得自由,
wherever the Spirit of the Lord resides, there is liberty.
所以人得圣灵之后, 这个内心认识神的障碍可以被拿掉,
so once a person receives the Holy Spirit, then the inner obstacles will be taken away.
所以圣灵是人认识神的, 很重要的一个入门。
Receiving Holy Spirit is a key to entering into God.
所以在那里, 那里就得自由。
So wherever God's Spirit is, there is liberty.
18节,
verse 18.
我们唱着脸可以看见主的荣光, 好像从正直的反照的。
We all with unveiled face beholding us in the mirror the glory of God.
神的荣光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The glory of God is transformed in the image of Christ.
所以圣经里面四福音在记载主耶稣。
In the four Gospels, they have a description of Jesus Christ.
他怎么出生?
How he was birthed.
他讲什么? 他做什么?
What he said, what he did.
他怎么复活? 他怎么升天?
How he resurrected and ascended to heaven.
那在后面的书信里面,
and in the later epistles,
是记载神把主耶稣启示在门徒心里面。
It records that God revealed through Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit.
所以他们把它记下来。
And so they wrote it down.
那这个好像是一面镜子。
This is like looking at a mirror.
那我们现在这个阻碍拿掉了。
And now if we were to take away this obstacle,
可以透过圣灵的启示, 从圣经里面看到神的荣耀。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit and the scriptures, we can visualize the glory of God.
所以这里说好像, 主的荣光好像从镜子里返回。
So it says here that God's glory is being seen through, being reflected in the mirror.
到最后变成主的形状, 荣上加荣。
And ultimately will be transformed into the image of Christ from glory to glory.
所以一个人, 神的话不断进到内心里面。
So when a person has a continuous entry of God's word into his heart,
圣灵不断地充满,
and the Holy Spirit continued to fill him,
and
this person will undergo a spiritual transformation.
到最后就变成主的形状,
later, he will assume the image of Christ
充满着神的荣耀,
and be filled with God's glory.
有没有例子?
Is there an example of this?
有圣经里面在讲,
Yes, the Bible records a person named Stephen.
施提凡被圣灵充满,
Stephen was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他的面貌像天使,
and his face appeared like an angel's.
所以神的那个本性充满在他,
God's divine character is filled in Stephen.
他面貌像天使,
and his face shone like an angel.
那就在他要被石头打死的时候,
at the moment when he was about to be struck dead by the stones,
他看见天开了,
he saw the heaven opened.
耶稣站在神的右边等他,
and seeing Jesus Christ standing on the right side of God, waiting for him.
如果一个人能够看到天国的荣耀,
if a person can witness the glory of heaven,
能够看到神在等他回去,
can see that God is waiting for his coming,
在等他回去接受那个荣耀,
and to welcome him into God's glory,
死什么样死都没有关系,
then no matter what matter of death would be irrelevant.
因为死就是马上到那个最好的地方去,
because when you die, then you immediately go to the most wonderful place.
所以这个变貌山的体验,
this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration is something that we can experience in our daily life.
那这样的体验非常有力量,
this kind of experience is very powerful.
我们来看,
let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章,
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. 18. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
彼得在写彼得后书，他已经是年纪大的时候。
At the time Peter wrote this letter, he was very advanced in age.
他说：“我脱离这个帐篷的时候快到了。”
So he said, it's time for me to depart from this tent.
但是在他, 写彼得后书的时候,
but when he wrote 2 Peter,
他在想到他刚刚当门徒的体验。
He was recalling the experience he had when he first became the disciple.
在, 16节说, 亲眼见过他的威荣。
In verse 16, he says he was eyewitnesses of God's majesty.
然后, 他看到主耶稣从父神得到尊贵的荣耀。
And he saw how Jesus Christ received from God Father the honor and glory.
极大的荣光。
And this excellent glory.
他有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
And the voice spoke, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
所以这个经验啊, 让彼得一生跟从主变成一个很重要的原因。
And this is one of the most important reasons why this experience kept Peter continue to follow Jesus Christ.
对于我们信仰的追求,
and for the pursuit of our faith,
就是我们越来越靠近神。
As we draw nearer to God,
在圣经里面可以看到神的荣耀,
we can see the glory of God through the Bible.
让我们本身可以不断地一直改变,
and we ourselves are continually to transform.
在我们的身上能够彰显神的荣耀,
and we can display and reflect God's glory in ourselves.
在那个情况下, 我们就发现, 在教会里面真好。
Under this kind of condition, we will find that it's so good to be here in the church.
我们再回来看, 路加福音的第九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
28节。
Verse 28. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray.
这个地方说, 主耶稣带着彼得, 约翰雅各上山去祷告。
Lord Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray.
在什么地方他们看到这样的体验?
Where did they experience and seen this kind of experience?
他们上到山上去。
They went up to the mountain.
就是有这样的体验。
This is where they received such experience.
那对彼得来说,
and for Peter himself,
要上到山上需要有一段的经历。
Going up to the mountain is a journey.
我们看23节。
Let's read verse 23. Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
在28节说要跟着主耶稣，因为主耶稣带他们要跟着主耶稣上到山上去。
Verse 28 it says that the disciples follow Christ up to the mountain.
那23节说要跟着主耶稣就要舍己背十字架。
Verse 23 tells us that in order to follow Christ, we have to deny ourselves and take up the cross daily.
所以见到耶稣变貌这种很大的满足，这个体验是要花一些代价去追求的。
So in order to see the glory of God being transfigured, we need to pay a certain price.
第一个要舍己。
First of all, we need to deny ourselves.
第二个背十字架。
And second, to bear the cross daily.
有一个弟兄，他在参加这个TTP 的训练。
There is a brother who went through the theological seminary training.
他曾经见证。
And he testified this.
因为他在以前公司的那个配相当高。
Because previously in his job, he had enjoyed high salary.
我说他比喻，这好像家里面打开来，你看到前面有很漂亮的风景。
He said, he compared it to opening the curtain and seeing a very beautiful vista scenery before him.
那你看到这么漂亮的风景啊，你就不会想要搬家了。
And when you see such a beautiful scenery, you would not want to move, relocate to a different location.
但是当他爬过这一座山之后，
But once he climbed over this mountain,
忽然间他发现更漂亮的风景。
Suddenly he discovered an even more beautiful vista.
因为他读 TDP, 他的配大概少了三倍。
Because he decided to be a theological student, his pay was reduced to one-third of what his former pay was.
这当然，在人看起来，这是一种牺牲。
So in a human sense, it's a sacrifice.
但是这需要信心。
But this requires faith.
但是到了 TTP 训练。
But when he went through the TTP training,
就好像爬到山上去了。
It was like he ascended to the mountain.
也暂时与这个世界隔绝。
And he was temporarily cut off from the world.
每天就是读圣经跟祷告。
Each day's regimen was to read the scriptures and pray.
祷告被圣灵充满。
And during the prayer, he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
感觉到神是这么的亲近。
He felt so close to God.
神就活在我们里面。
And God dwells in us.
那种喜乐真的没有办法形容。
That kind of joy is really indescribable.
当一个人被圣灵充满。
When a person is filled by the Holy Spirit.
看圣经就很有感动。
Reading the Bible becomes a very moving experience.
看到圣经里面这神的话真的是有生命。
And see that there is life indeed in the Word of God.
给我们带我们到另外一个境界去。
And will bring us to a different environment altogether.
就是神的国那个境界。
Which is the realm of God's kingdom.
那是实在的。
That is very concrete.
只是因为那看不见。
But it's invisible.
所以我们常常觉得不晓得那好不好。
So we often feel as though we're not sure whether it's good.
那圣灵开我们的心进到那里面。
But when the Holy Spirit opened our heart and we enter into that state of mind,
我们在神的话里面得安慰，得到力量，得到盼望。
We will find comfort and peace and joy through the words of God.
所以很多人经历过这个之后，他就再回头过来看。
So after people have experienced this, as they turn back and look back,
他就发现了。这不是牺牲。
They will find that this is not making a sacrifice.
这是更好的享受。
But this is even a better enjoyment.
但是你就是要超越前面这一座山，要超过去才能够看到更美好的。
But you must transcend the previous mountain in order to find something that is even better.
所以彼得本身。
And for Peter.
他要舍掉他自己。
He had to deny himself.
当主耶稣呼召他的时候。
When Lord Jesus called him.
那个时候他打了两船的鱼。
He had just caught two boatloads of fish.
但是他把他放下来，就跟着主耶稣。
But he set them aside and followed Christ immediately.
所以他才能够上到变貌山，看到主耶稣的荣耀。
This is why he was worthy to ascend the mountain of transfiguration and to see the glory of God.
那今天这个在告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us today?
我们信耶稣以后，很多人觉得很难改变，就是我们的生活形态。
After we believe in Christ, we find there is something that we are very difficult for us to change, which is our lifestyle.
因为我们活了几十年了，都已经都调到最适合我们自己的生活形态。
Because after living many decades, we have adjusted our pace to the most comfortable lifestyle.
那现在我们要信主。
Now we want to believe in God.
我们这个生活形态要改变。
We have to change our pace.
因为很多人觉得说，我可以拥有神，我也要有世界。
A lot of people feel that I can believe in God, but I also want to possess the world.
但是有一天我们如果真的体验到神，
But if one day we truly have a deep experience in God,
我们就发现这个世界真的可有可无。
We will find that this world is just secondary.
那有时候我们会体验到，你如果抓住这个世界，有时候你体验得不到神。
And we also experience that if we continue to seize onto this world, we can no longer experience God.
因为没有信主以前，我们的生活方式是以我自己为中心这样去计划出来的。
Because before we came to Christ, we were self-centered. We planned everything around our own selves.
那现在我们信主了以后，
But now that we believe in Christ,
舍己，什么是舍己？
We deny ourselves. What does that mean?
就没有我了。
It means we no longer exist.
那什么叫跟主耶稣？
What does it mean to follow Jesus?
就是他是我的中心。
It means that Lord Jesus is our center of our life.
他走在我前面。
He walks before me.
所以这个生活形态以自己为中心改变到以神为中心。
So we change our lifestyle from a self-centered to God-centered.
那跟以神为中心的生活不一样的全部都要把它删掉。
The lifestyle of a God-centered means that anything that is incompatible need to be erased.
以前交了好多朋友。
Previously, we had many worldly friends.
花了很多时间跟朋友在一起。
We spent a lot of time with our friends.
那现在以神为中心。
But now we are God-centered.
凡是会影响我们跟神的都要改变。
Whatever will impact will be an obstacle to our relationship with God has to be altered.
这不简单啊。
And this is no easy task.
但是有这样的改变，我们才在属灵上会进步。
But only by going through this kind of transformation will our faith be elevated to the next level.
那以前我们还没有信主以前，
Before we came to Christ,
我们有自己的事业模式。
We have our own modes of our own careers.
但是信主以后，
But after believing Christ,
在我们做得到的范围需要改变。
We have to do our very best to alter whatever is within our power.
这信仰才会进步。
Only then can we advance in our faith.
所以信仰所带来给人的就是改变。
So what faith brings to us is change.
不愿意改变的人没有办法体验神。
Those who are unwilling to change can never experience God.
愿意改变的人才能够越来越靠近神。
Only those who are willing to change themselves for the better can draw nearer to God.
改变的第一个就是舍己。
The very first change we have to do is to deny ourselves.
再来就是背十字架。
And then to bear the cross.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
要顺从神旨意的那一种牺牲。
To follow the will of God and the sacrifices we have to make in doing that.
那个就是我们的十字架。
That is our cross.
那再来就是跟从。
Second is to follow.
跟从是动态的。
Follow is an active sense.
所以信仰的成长是动态的。
So the growth of our faith is a very dynamic one.
主耶稣在前面。
Lord Jesus in the front.
我们不断地去认识他。
We continue to seek knowing him.
然后用认识他的姿势不断来调整我们自己。
And by knowing Christ, we continue to adjust our paces.
主耶稣是无穷尽的，因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Jesus Christ is infinite, for the mystery of God is contained in Christ.
因此我们不断地调整自己，这个是一个过程。
As we continue to adjust our paces, this is merely a process.
那这个过程叫做跟从耶稣。
This process is what it means to follow Jesus Christ.
不然怎么跟从耶稣？耶稣已经上了天上，怎么跟？
How do we follow Jesus? He is already up in heaven. How can we follow him?
就是认识他，然后调整自己。
Which is to know him and then adjust our steps.
这个就是跟从耶稣。
This is following Christ.
那这样我们才能够看到耶稣变貌。
Only then can we see the Lord Jesus Christ transfigure.
所以有时候那个旧的生活方式没有改变，很难信仰有什么体验。
So if we never bother to change our old lifestyle, it's very difficult to experience spiritually.
我记得有一个姐妹的见证。
I remember there was a sister who testified.
她也是很久离开教会很久。
She departed from Christ, the church for a long time.
后来遇到很大的困难，没路可走。
Later she experienced great obstacle and had no way out.
就回来找神。
So she came back to Christ.
在神面前悔改。
And she repented before God.
祷告很久，后来得圣灵。
She prayed for a long time and finally received Holy Spirit.
神开给她一条路，让她有路可走。
God opened a way for her and resolved her issue.
然后她开始调整自己。
And then she began to adjust her steps.
要亲近神。
To draw nearer to God.
她说她以前上班回来。
She said previously when she came back from work.
她一定开电视。
She would first turn on the TV.
其实她也很累，她也不是在看电视。
Actually, she's already very exhausted. She's not really watching the TV.
就坐在前面这样, relax.
She turned the volume up on the TV and sit in front of it and just relax.
这个是她过去很久以来的这个生活方式。
And this is her lifestyle, which had carried on for the longest time.
那后来她开始回到, 来找神。
Later, when she came back to seek after God,
她改变了。
She changed.
到现在她回家, 家事做完之后,
she said when she came back to home and she finished her housework,
她就上网,
she would go to the internet,
去听圣乐, 听读圣经, 听讲道,
to listen to the hymnal, to listen to sermons.
她以前看电视两个钟头,
previously, she spent 2 hours watching TV.
现在她用这个方式来让自己轻松下来, 两个钟头。
Now she used the same 2 hours to relax her, to improve herself.
结果她发现她改变这个方式来轻松自己以后，她发现她跟神的关系越来越近。
And she found that after she changed her lifestyle, now she's so much closer to God.
她感觉到心里常常充满神同在的甜美。
And she could sense the goodness of God's abidance with her each day. She often experienced the peace of God's abidance.
为什么?
Why?
因为她真的有跟着耶稣走。
Because she was truly following Christ.
认识道理,
she seek after knowing and understanding the truth and then adjust her steps following God.
那这样我们才能够跟着主耶稣走。
And this is the way that we can follow Jesus Christ.
我们的信仰如果停在原地, 就没有力量。
If our faith remains stagnant in the same spot, then we would be powerless.
就是没有自我调整, 这个信仰就没有力量。
If we never bother to adjust ourselves, then our faith would not have any power whatsoever.
我的个性就这样, 我没有办法变啊。
If we say, this is who I am, I can't change myself.
这样信仰就不会有体验。
This kind of faith would not experience anything.
我的个性要跟主耶稣一样。
We must strive to be share the same personality as Christ.
神啊，你帮助我。
Lord, please help me.
让我能够改变，荣耀你。
To change me so I can glorify you.
当我们有这个目标,
when we have this kind of resolve,
努力的祷告,
and we pray earnestly,
不但个性改变,
not only will we change our character,
我们对神的体验也增加,
our experience will also increase in God.
所以生活的每一个层面,
so from every facet of our life,
都需要改变,
we need to change.
信仰要成长, 每一个层面都要改变,
for our faith to elevate, we have to change from every facet of our life,
包括我们最深处的价值观,
including the deeper innermost value of our life.
什么是最有价值的?
What is the most valuable to us?
没有信耶稣以前,
before we came to Christ,
是看得见的。
It's something that's visible.
信耶稣以后,
after we believe in Christ,
是看不见的,
it's invisible.
那这种的调整,
this kind of adjustment,
会带给我们生活很大的改变,
will bring about a great transformation in our life.
就发现以前觉得很重要, 现在不是很重要。
And you will discover what was previously very important is no longer, no longer significant.
有一个, 有一对夫妻啊, 以前对小孩子很注重教育。
There's a couple who previously emphasized very much on the education of their children because they were very highly educated.
他就对小孩子有一个期待,
so they have this expectation to their kids that your education should be equal or better than your parents.
但是后来他的孩子到, 高中以后不读书了, 天天打电动玩具, 打到深夜。
Later, when the children came to the high school years, didn't want to study anymore and was playing games every day until a very late night. No matter how hard they pleaded, he refused to listen. After many years,
夫妻两个就是在想到底神让这个发生是要做什么。
So the couple began to reflect, why did God allow this to happen? What is the point?
后来他想通了,
and finally, it dawned on them.
神要告诉我们小孩子的信仰最重要超过教育。
God wants to teach them this lesson that the faith of the children is very important, much more important than their education. Because previously in their hearts, education was the first and foremost. And then faith is somewhere down the list. Once they have this kind of recognition, very miraculous. Their children began to like study again.
以后就用其他的方式也大学毕业了。
And then going through other ways, they also graduated from college.
所以信仰如果真的要追求,
So if we truly desire to pursue after faith,
跟着主耶稣走,
to follow Christ,
每一个地方都要改变。
We have to change every single part of our life.
这样的信仰就是动态的。
This type of faith is dynamic and active.
是有力量的。
It's powerful.
是有体验的。
It is filled with experience.
所以为什么彼得可以看到主耶稣变貌?
So how come Peter can witness Lord Jesus' transfiguration?
舍己背着自己的跟耶稣。
Because he denied himself, carried the cross, and followed Christ.
所以我们今天要来学习。
Today we also want to study.
信仰不要停顿。
That our faith should not remain stagnant.
停顿就会失去力量。
Stagnant means we will lose power.
停顿就没有办法荣耀神。
Stagnant means we cannot glorify God.
我们要不断的进步。
We have to continue to improve.
我们唱诗。
Please sing him.
201首。
201. Stand and pray in silence.
Amen. 我们现在休息。